to that, it's not. We'll
Yeah.
find a way around it. And I'll put you guys on Mondays if it's time for my convenience, but it's not like it's important.
Yeah, well, I was expecting to get it out, but I didn't make it in time. But it was just because of all the leaves and things. The thing was stopping at the stations, so it's like the speed restrictions
It's a
on.
sliding pass.
Yeah.
Great.
So what happened?
So what they have to do back up?
I'm not sure. But then the busing people into, I think it's Cloyne Station had particular problems on. It was on a hill or something, and so I had to bus people in from like stations out of sight.
Nasty.
Yes. But yeah, well, at least it was speed restrictions instead of like trains flying past and the barriers and things. So.
That's great. We're glad they look after
Can
that
I have
bit.
you move from the pedal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of brushing against your neck. You can stick it in one of the Yeah, that's fine. Do you want to plug in?
I don't know. Do we want to look at anything? It's not up yet.
No, 56% complete.
I can.
Just being, just check or something.
Oops, it fell off. Doesn't look so. And now we're going to discover what there is in need, right? Because everything's going swimmingly.
Is everything going swimmingly?
Oh.
Well, yeah, apart from waiting for the get contagious sort of thing.
Because I haven't read the wikis in my email since I left, so.
Yeah, I haven't added anything to the wiki recently, so. So I've been working on trying to get the XML stuff working. So basically, I only actually had DOM works, so I can do the next, so I can generate the DEF part.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
So I'm just looking through documentation. That's what I was doing at last week, just so I know how it all works and hoping out the best way to do things. But at the moment, I've been playing about the DOM stuff in Mozilla, because just like so I can see how it works with the HTML pages, so I can generate XHTML stuff and see how it all works there. It's just much easier to just see how things work in that.
I don't know the Mozilla stuff, so if it turns out that it's idiosyncratic in some way that teaches you funny habits, then it won't have been a good idea.
Well, the thing
Sorry.
is that the API is standardized by the W3C, so the API is standard between everything.
There are certain companies that I don't want to name who don't always get it right. Mozilla. Yeah, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just as a
I believe
com.
you now. It's a good strategy.
It does document saying that this is a Mozilla-only feature and things like that. So I've been avoiding those anyway. It's just that's quite a quick way to just to get into how DOM works, because I can just quickly generate a web page and just add things to it and take things away and see exactly what's going on at the time. So.
Why does it help that it's HTML instead of just XML?
Just because XHTML has most, you've got browsers there, so you can actually see
Yeah,
directly what's going on.
most browsers, when you put an XML file up in it, it'll just apply some default styles to it anyway that shows you.
Yeah, well, I'm using XHTML. All the web pages are XHTML, so it's XML just with the HTML DPD.
Okay,
Yeah,
yeah.
just because we haven't quite finalized the GDF format, so
Okay,
just
so
work
all you're
just.
going to have to do is swap in tag names later.
Yeah. So all I
Okay.
have to do is change that sort of thing. So it's there you go.
I've heard everybody's got their different ways of doing those things. I'm sure that's fine. I mean,
Comes out in the end. That's
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think of the things that could go wrong. But since I haven't tried it this particular way, but yeah, that sounds good. So you say we haven't finalized what the GDF looks like. Is that an implicit request for me to do something, or?
No. Well, what I'm doing at the moment, I'm looking through the stuff that Robin put on the wiki to say what we need in the output format for the task. So what you're going to do the analysis on. So I'm making sure that I can get that information out of the GDF as it states at the moment. If I find something that you can't get out of it, then I can add that to the GDF format.
Yeah, as
So.
a well, I mean, there's two cases in here, right? There's things you can get straight off the original format, and then there's things you have to do some kind of post-processing in the original format. But it's not just a data format change; it's actually some kind of computational process to get the thing out of it as well, right?
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
wasn't, I think it was a little bit confused last time we spoke about whether you consider GDF format to be the thing that's just straightforward translations of what's in the original eye tracking output, or whether the post-processing utilities are a separate step. Because I think you and I had separate, different views on this, but I can't remember who had which view.
Yeah. Well.
So, are you working out actively on this these analysis things, or are you just working on the translation?
Well, I'm making sure that the GDF format we've got at the moment will output an old analysis that Robin's looking for. So I'm using that as a way to get into using the DOM things as well. So at the moment I'm looking at actually the GDF format itself, and then to generate the GDF format, I'm going to be taking stuff out of the JAS analyzer. And then using the DOM parser to generate.
So you haven't looked at what's in there and what isn't in there that you need to do some really intensive transform to do.
The output of the JAS analyzer does do some of the processing already, which is why I'm planning to use that as the basis for it, because that already picks up like target reads and things like that. So it knows whether you're looking at a part or whether you're looking at a target area or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it's also got that in it somewhere. So it's just a matter of pulling that out and put that into the GDF.
Okay, so this sounds like it's under control and you're happy and you guys are telling each other what you guys need to know, so I don't need to do anything, right?
Nope.
You're all fine. But there's a number of things that came before this, right, that it sounds like they're not under control yet. So you know, the GDF stuff, Alan's view on this is we go through everything in order, like the priority is exactly the pipeline order.
Yeah.
Right? So Camtasia, you mentioned.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure what else, but we should check what other things were before this on the list of things to do.
Yeah. I think the only thing I've got left to do before the experiment can be run is get check Camtasia works. Now I've got Camtasia running on machines, and I think that's set up correctly, but I can't test it until we get the microphones working.
Until you get the
microphones.
Oh, microphones.
It's batteries we're waiting for.
Batteries.
They're due. I was told beginning this week.
Okay. Are they really, really strange batteries?
They are quite strange.
Have you tried an Apple?
Avril has ordered them from somewhere.
Are they
expensive? About $150 each or something like that.
Because, you know, like we bus journey over an Apple and might solve the problem if it's getting in the way.
Well, hopefully. They should have been here last week, but Caroline then phoned up to chase them.
So this isn't actually ruining your schedule for anything, and that's why you're waiting.
Well, we can still test whether Camtasia runs anyway. It's just whether the microphones are picking up things correctly.
Right. Okay. So it sounds like you're not actually worried about the fact that this is.
Not yet.
Yeah.
No.
When you get worried, go to Maplin.
Right.
Okay. Phone first to make sure that they're in there. Somebody around must have a police chief. Somebody in the techie group will have a map on catalog. In fact, I'll see if I can. It's useful to know who's got a current one anyway. I don't seem to get them anymore. I guess I don't buy enough equipment.
Well, they must have stuff online these days anyway, isn't it?
So. Oh, yeah, of course. Duh. So, you can find out whether they have it. But you'd have to phone them and find out if they have it and stop them. I actually live not that far from there. So it would be a half hour diversion from my morning routine to pick up stuff. But then again, it's also very close to Kmart.
Yeah, so
it's even less of a diversion for you, probably. Except you don't know your way around.
I can easily get to Maplin. I know where it's stuff. I used to live there, so I know.
Yeah.
I used to live there on the geek. I know where Maplin is.
Yeah, I just think, well, you know, for the sake of £3 or however many quid, how many batteries does this thing take? Doesn't take 100.
No, it's 2 batteries, really.
Yeah, then, you know, put your mind at rest. It's, you know, you wouldn't want it to be the morning boosters for recording.
No.
So,
yeah,
you know
this. I could give you a call on the way in tomorrow, and if not in your pigeonhole, I can easily go off the train early and just take them off from there.
Yeah, check that out first then. The stocks are a bit funny now,
man. Right, yeah. Well, I'll make sure. got my phone number in my phone so I can call.
Because, you know, it's not that attractive an area to walk through if you're not going to get anything
out of things. Well, true.
So of all the things that were on a wiki, do I need to pull up the wiki? Oh, I'm just going to log in.
Still probably in that angle.
Yeah. I did not want to change my password. But you guys probably know off the top of your head, is there anything else that we were waiting on before you could run? So all
the
those tests
thing, well, the biggest holding me slightly up is checking whether Joe's finished, whether it is a working model builder, but I'm not sure if it's the finished version yet. And
his last day was the 1st of October.
Yeah, he still had hours left. I'm not sure if it was down to the number of hours or whether it's 31st of October.
Oh, yeah,
no,
it's hours. Yeah, it's hours. Oh, so he's got hours left, he's fine,
I think.
But he was filling for the hour. So I thought, well, I mean, obviously, if he wants to finish off, then,
you know. But my meeting has gone dead for almost the last 2 weeks.
Oh, well, luckily, why then?
Well,
isn't that going to win?
Ellen's way, no. But I think what they had was some big review.
Oh, yeah, it could be it.
And so I haven't heard anything back from them. So the models for...
Oh, you have no models at all. Ah, that's a pity. Model builder, that's what I was calling the graphical model editor, right? So
you
use XP parts and then you...
Well, we don't need to meet the parts are all the standard Tangram ones before anyway. The XP thing is only when we come to building airplanes and new peculiar shapes. But for this experiment, it's just a Tangram task.
Okay. I have something in my email about from Joe. He wouldn't have sent it just to me. Would he? Do you want me to check that? I'm not going to check by email.
Recently, nothing. I haven't heard anything from Joe for a week or so. Anyway, so.
Okay. I think I might have heard Thursday or something. I can't.
It's the last thing was in response to the thing I was saying last week about the parallelogram being the wrong way around. From the model, but nothing is, I haven't heard anything since from either sort of the Netherlands or from you.
Okay, so I've got something on the 28th, that's Friday, I think. Oh, he just wants to know how to get paid. Right, that's the best he's done then, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's in Edinburgh, so, well, I suppose he won't come back because Craig's on his desk.
Oh, is he back?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So.
Well, I'm using the ice machine, so if I want to pop in for 5 minutes, but the window machine's free from at the moment.
Well, it's just not going to try to squat there, that's all. So the last thing I got from him about work was the 19th of October that said he uploaded some changes that you wanted. That's... Oh, see, you didn't get that. It was just me and him. But presumably he put it on the wiki, so... So he's just telling us because he thinks we probably don't read with these. I'll just check.
It was after that was the thing about why the parallelogram is the mirror image.
Yeah. I can tell you I got an email from, I think it got sent to Rich saying that he'd updated the whatever it was on the wiki. So he'd uploaded a new zip file and I've written the old one. So.
Well, I haven't replied to him about, I really don't have anything more recent from him. I haven't replied to him about, how to submit costs and stuff like that, so, but that suggests he's at the mean, maybe you guys are just going to ask them directly, like, you're done, right? Because that's what you guys know. And then, of course, any problems that remain, you inherit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's worth taking a look at what it does and making sure it does what you want, I guess. So the problem is you wanted to construct some models and make the experiment, but you wanted to get some from their loose.
Yes, or at least she was meant to have some idea of the level of complexity, because they have actually run things and to get an idea of the sort of style and shape would be all right. All very quiet.
Right. Have you tried cold calling? That's what I do when I need things that
No, it has just been email rather than a telephone type of
thing. Ah, cross then. When, if you get them today, when are you going to start running?
I'm down for a week. What's the 7th? It's a week today.
Oh, right, so you have to be ready by then.
I haven't booked anybody in or anything, but that's what I'm hoping.
Right, okay.
We have been, of course, put back a bit by the eye tracker going down.
Yeah, makes sense.
But we're certainly needing some data in the bank by the 1st of December, I think.
Yeah, so you don't have something signed up, but you're not expecting any trouble getting them?
Hopefully not.
Mm-hmm.
The only other slight complication is, which will be, I think, brought up at the meeting on Thursday for all the eye tracking users.
Yeah.
The lab has been block booked again.
By?
Jules from psychology.
I don't know this person. So they might be serious about it. Who's there? Is that September?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we kind of paid for the lab, so it depends, but I suppose talking to them sometimes solves these problems. You might, it depends on what sort of staff person it is.
Lecturer.
Right. I mean, presumably he or she is not writing subjects the entire.
Well, presumably not, but it's sort of.
But
for how long? For certainly, what, 6 days? From 10 to 5 for 2 or 3 of those days.
Ellen's still out of town, right? It's just, you could try calling this person and see how this works. Ellen might be more persuasive. it's just sometimes academic staff have a bit of a chip about research staff, and since I don't know the person, I can't tell whether it's one of those or not.
I can probably at least email her and ask her if she's really leading it all that time.
Yeah, and then ask her, I guess. But you know, or whether they can be put off for a little bit or something. So I have no idea how the booking system works. Well, you're discussing that Thursday, right?
Well, yeah.
At the moment, there's just a booking system.
Yeah. People just, if they can log on to it, can book it.
Yep. Well, that's one of the reasons they need.
Mm-hmm.
I might talk to Ellen about that ahead of time, because she and Martin may have had discussions about appropriate use of the lab.
In theory, Jess is meant to have it every morning.
Oh, really? Yeah, but don't you guys set up for... Isn't block booking more appropriate? Because isn't their setup involved in changing the RF or somebody else?
There shouldn't be any changes in the physical connection. So.
No? Or in software or anything?
No.
Okay. So there's no cost associated with it being mornings or afternoons?
No. As long as other people don't, for some reason, I don't know, disconnect some bits of the equipment, there's no reason why it should.
Yeah. So in the worst case, maybe it would make an argument if you actually need that week that you can collect in the mornings that week. Is this something that's known outside Ellen's head?
Yes, it's not on the booking system, it's on a web page that Frank creates at the big lab.
Oh, well, that's
which I don't know if anybody actually knows is there.
Well, that's the time to So it sounds like you've got a lot of possible ways of getting what time you need. Of course, trying to be kind to other people, but you know, anyway. So those are the only things that are worrying you: Camtasia, and lab access, and otherwise, no sweat. You're happy.
Should be. I've also got to get Camtasia. I've got to get Camtasia working as a sort of little multimedia thing to generate a video, how to sort of an instructional video.
Oh yeah. This is going to take a little while.
That's what I'll have to do this week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another thing, once we run a trial, I'll give you some screenshots to work with, and then just be like adding your video of mouse movements or whatever.
Yeah, but you were going to try and figure out how to overlay something on top of the video that... Oh, no, you were just really going to run a video of the trial. Of the
yeah.
That's much easier. So, with a model builder, what do you need to do with it? Which one of you is going to look at what it does so far? And
I'll just look at
that.
Have a look. If you have any problems wrong with it, things like wiki page up for that piece of... building out for that thing, so it just put whatever recommendations, bugs on that page, and I'll work through them as and when I can.
Hopefully there's not a problem. I say Merlose was also meant to be checking it and doing things.
How many models were you relying on her for? So are you suddenly going to be...
It hasn't been divided up in that sort of...
Well, what I'm trying to get at is your start time going to be delayed because you don't have the models ready if she doesn't come through?
Depends how quickly I manage to get a group of it, maybe how long it takes me to generate them, or how I get on with the Camtasia. I'm unsure yet.
Can you draft Craig to build something if necessary?
I've used software, and it's not that hard.
There shouldn't be any great problems, just checking that they're of a suitable level of complexity.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
You know me, contingency planner. Of course, we're talking
about that. Yeah, no, quite right.
So I can't imagine that building the model is going to be that hard. Like, easily just, well, how many thousand there are on that Dutch website you found? Just, you know, pick some of them, redo them in the JCT format. That's, yeah, it's pretty mechanical. I can easily do that. It doesn't matter if choosing which ones you need to do.
Yeah.
Which I guess you have to do.
Well, I was hoping for
some. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you and Marlo need to sort that out.
Yeah, exactly.
You can call a Jess telephone between your models. Yeah. If it's not that, see, you know, with a cold calling, you can usually at least find out whether they're alive and get an offer to get something. But, you know, the next escalation is saying, no, we really need to talk about this. We're going to talk about it, you know, Tuesday at 7:00, just a time of our shift.
Yeah, it's a good time. I'll try and get hold of her again.
So presumably, whatever it is they've been going through is now over.
I think it was up till the end of October, so presumably today
mm-hmm.
they're now free
yeah.
there. Or taking a week off to recover.
I just hate for that to slow you up in collecting stuff, that's all.
Hopefully it won't anyway. It's just if I then do it, and hopefully we'll get the right models.
Yeah.
that's
true.
So it'll
well,
be generated, it's whether the models are optimal. Or
that's
not,
quite
I
a
think.
Small thing she can do for you, I guess. That's not like, you know, sitting there brain deadly constructing
mm-hmm.
you know, some models that she needs to do. It's just providing advice about this.
Yep.
Just take last time. Well, what else sounds like? You guys worried about it? You worried about anything? We've mostly been talking about the experiment schedule.
I don't think the next thing. So the latest thing I've got to do is get this Camtasia sorted out. So just wait for the batteries for that.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone's not worried, I'm not worried.
You're gonna run out of things to do that we haven't set you up for anytime soon.
The
GDF thing sounds like it might
take
a while.
Yeah, I've got to finalise that format, and then once that's done, I'll go to start looking at the analysis
so
side of it.
So
that's
all the dynamic region part of it.
Yeah.
But you don't need anything from me for that, because that's already sort of spec. I mean, again, that's the pair of you.
Yeah, I think the analysis will take a little while. I don't think it it's gonna take that long to get it stuff sorted out. It's gonna be head and split and all that sort of stuff for whatever makes it easiest for you to do.
This is what I'm worried about, is him being in the lab all day long and you not being sure like what to do for the analysis or something. Because you're gonna be completely unavailable when you're recording, or will there be times when you're all day?
No, well, it depends how many I can hook in and get running and before my brain melts. But when the experiment's running, I'll be in the lab.
Yeah,
I can't just go in and let them get
started. Oh, yeah,
no,
it's not.
Some
it was
people can,
like,
but.
Well, it was more like, you know, so this week he's got, you know, the GBS stuff to do, then next week you're planning on recording. And what happens if suddenly you're unavailable all of next week? Just when he runs out of work?
There'll certainly be time for now, because I'm right next to the lab anyway. I'll come back just to check my email and things.
So I'm still going to work on the JS analyze and turn that into a GDF outputter. I can have a look at the model builder as well. Because one thing I'm thinking about is we're looking at the part building type stuff. And it might be worth seeing if we can add a little part builder thing into the model builder. I'm just going to tidy up some of the code for generating the parts anyway, the JCP parts from.
Well, don't ask what we're going to bother with the part builder. The idea was it wasn't worth the investment.
Right? Yeah. Well, I'll have a quick look at it and see how easy it is to add a couple of things to it. Because if I can use it to generate the rotsim angle, for example, the rotation symmetry stuff, which is what was causing the bugs before. So if I can use the model builder to automatically do that, then that would save quite a bit of work and save a few bugs.
Yeah,
so.
But now that the guy building these models know that they need to do the rocks and stuff, do you have trouble doing it?
No.
So
it's just something you've got to remember once the parts have been built. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we might want to severely cash limit the investment that you put into making a part builder.
I'm not going to do much on that.
How many person days would it be worth? Like, if Craig discovered it could be done in X days.
I wouldn't bother more than one or two, certainly.
Right. So there's a limit. Don't spend more than a day or two on it.
Yeah, but I'm worth it. Yeah.
You have to understand that there's things about this project we've hidden from you so far that you'll have to learn about.
Yeah. That's also like a map task, like, look further down my task list.
Oh, really? Oh, that will just be a little add-on. Whatever it is, it'll be the same skills as you've learned from something else. And it'll just be. I'm not interested in you because I think somebody else is doing that, actually. But I'm thinking more of the fact that at some point we should probably tell you about this NXT stuff.
Right, that's XML to, that's XML to XML, isn't it? Turning GDF and
whatever
bits into NXT.
But, you know, there's XML and XML and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes standoff links and stuff. And it's, some people, if they're not used to linguistic annotation, take a little time to get their head around the way the data model works.
The programming side of it doesn't sound too hard. It's going to be making sure that it fits what you expect out of the format. So that's fine. I'll have plenty of questions for you once I get to that stage, I'm sure.
Yeah. So just don't wither away, you know, weeks on fripperies when we really need it this year to come.
We'll find
plenty of really, really crucial things for you to do.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll be tripping your phones.
Yeah. Well, the bigger thing is we're going to get Camtasia sorted out this week, and then concentrate on the JS analyzer, the GDF stuff, and then once we've done that, it's whatever you want me to do once I've done the GDF.
Okay. So I'll remind myself to look at what's next before the next time we get together.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the GDF can keep me busy for a little while yet. So. I'll keep it being until this time next week, and then I can start suggesting things that might need to look at for the next stage. I guess.
So you flip on Monday. That means you don't want to meet, right?
Well, at 12 o'clock next Monday, the lab is technically booked by Jules.
Oh, right. It's actually next week. It's actually the week that you will plan on.
It starts the. That one went this Wednesday and goes through to next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Anyway, you'll tell me whether we cancel this or whether I just talk to Craig. In which case, we won't be up here because we don't record. court twos.
Yeah. Okay.
What else? My then other complication is 2 weeks tomorrow I start my teaching.
Oh yeah, that should be fun. Let's see, that's like
2 weeks of that, four lectures and four labs.
That comes at an ideal time for you then.
Yes.
That's like the 28th or something. I can't add. Monday
is
the
tomorrow the first.
For the first, yeah.
So it'll be the 15th.
I forget that one. I won't be on Thursday. I'm going to be over in my induction day.
Oh yeah, you have to promise to tell us how that is, because people do ask me.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I don't think it's going to be that.
Good waste of time to.
Yeah, it's only 7.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't expect to be that in depth. I mean, it's 15 minutes on a variety of different topics, so it's just.
Yeah.
I'm sure most of it I already know. It's like fire safety. Yeah. Health safety, data protection, usual sort of stuff you get everywhere. So.
Yeah,
the university will cover
extreme.
Itself legally, like they're doing this.
Yeah.
Well, if they're going to do that, then they force you, Richard. I would know somebody who's gone, you know.
Nobody's bothered so far.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they didn't have induction in my day. So.
Well, I don't remember being asked for an induction. So.
Really? We only started here
in April.
They were supposed to, I'm sure.
Yeah, but we're not
invited to the. A summer garden party for staff members. That's all.
Oh well.
No, I probably when I started being a when I started being a student, when the fact that the induction was compulsory because a lot of students were doing teaching, and you couldn't do the teaching unless you'd done the induction because you had to know about health and safety and fire safety before you could take charge of
because
you're the responsible person in the classroom. So.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm not sure why I'm doing it now. Okay. Let's see how it goes. I'll give me a report on Friday or something.
I have one NXT question.
Okay.
Well, it's not one. Hopefully, as part of the output, it'll be something like that. Is that correct? So you've got the gaze position of the first person, gaze position of the second, mouse position of the first, mouse position of the second, and I don't know what I'll call the mouse action.
Yeah.
Is that just in sort of
simple
like that?
So it'll be like in monitor, but yeah, they'll all be different tiers like that. And then there's the language stuff as well.
It's that's just the eye.
Yeah, this is the easy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, eyes and mice. Uh-huh. And that's enough for you, right?
Hopefully, that's why.
Yeah,
that's
why. The last thing that can do that fits the language part.
As well,
part
yeah.
Yeah.
So I was just checking that I know the language parts they set up here, but this would be the new part, the new stuff.
That seems fine. Yeah. Do you know what the sets of codes are? Well, whatever you're getting out of the JAS analyzer. So.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Blinks as well, right?
Yes, I'm not sure whether we need to know exactly where they are, just how many there are in each.
Oh, so you know one part of the scale?
I don't know. I suppose it could go in. I mean, it's supposed to go as well to have it.
I think you should. Well, there's two views on this. If you do, then the people formulating research questions will ask about them. But if you don't, they'll probably ask about them anyway, and you'll have to have an actual plan.
Well,
just
stick them in anyway.
You can
yeah.
stick them in a different track,
mm-hmm.
And then load them or not load them if you please, because it's not. Well, I don't know. Is it part of? So these are mutually exclusive and exhaustive sets of codes against time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Blink a part of this?
Blink would, at the moment, just get locked in with the sort of previous gaze.
Yeah, but isn't that important? Because when they're blinking, basically it's like a nil code. You can't find out what they're doing otherwise. So it may actually be important to have the blinks registered in that because you may be something you need to take them into account to smooth some kind of analysis that you're doing. So it could be that only they hadn't had a blink just then. They would have been, I don't know what.
Yes, moving somewhere else, or it's more likely to be same thing as the other person is doing something.
Don't you want to know that?
Mm-hmm.
Not too much relies on missing stuff because people blink. I was thinking more like, you know, the person looks at a part and they've got a fixation before and after the blink in the middle. And, you know, there may be times when you want to treat that as one thing.
Yes.
Right.
Normally, we just, as I say, add the blink time duration to the previous fixation.
Oh, right, okay. So, but in that case...
Because you're not delivering any new information, that's critical sort of deciding factor is.
Right, uh-huh. In that case, then, these tiers are already, like, blink corrected.
Yes.
And then you wouldn't have blinks as part of this, you'd want blinks as a separate tier.
It would be as a separate tier where just the mark,
yeah.
The actual position.
Yeah, so the key thing is here is mutually exclusive and exhaustive. And the second key thing is it better be really clear to people who are doing these codes. Whether any monkey business has been done around the board is correct for that. Because, it wouldn't necessarily be obvious looking at that set of codes.
No, not certainly, not the codes.
Yeah, I suppose if you know that, I try to just know it.
I know what to look for and what not to.
Does that mean you need the blink correction as part of the analysis then?
I think you're saying it comes out of the eye tracker already, right? They're already blink corrected.
They're already identified as blinks, then it's. At what stage? The software that I've used pulls the blinks, so we'll add it on. I'm not sure what.
Right, so that's the stuff that comes with the eye tracker, isn't it?
Yes.
The stuff that comes with the eye tracking.
Yeah, so much. Certainly, it's listed as a separate event in the stream. Blinks
right.
Are a tag from the EDF and that sort of thing. It's registered as a.
Right. Okay. Well, if you want the blinks merging for fixation, it might be worth making that part of the requirement for the GDF stuff. So to remind me, so to just add that analysis to the answer to it. Maybe you can actually just checking the time.
Yeah. It won't, because of the fixation, it'll be down to what we define as a gaze. So basically, the time from when somebody starts looking at an object until they leave it. And so if they blink a lot within that, they're still looking at that object. So it's just the time in to the time out.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
But all we need to know is like at what stage in the eye tracking software it does that, and whether that gets through so that Craig gets it automatically in what he's translating to GDF, whether he needs to redo the same analysis because something about the data path cuts off that analysis from the eye tracker, or whether we even like it, right, and want to do it some different way.
Yeah, but I think the ASCII format, as it stands, does contain blink information.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that's appeared in the documentation I've read through.
Yeah, there's a blink.
Yeah. But it could be these things are corrected for blinks in this way, plus there's blink information. So,
possibly.
You know,
possibly,
it
chooses
the fixation around blinks, and it also just happens to tell you when blinks up. Because as you're saying, they like to use blink rate as measures of cognitive difficulty or something. So.
Right, okay. Yeah, so I might as well ask Sammy to look at that and just see what data is already in the ASCII format and whether you want me to do any correction as part of the analysis. Because I've got to do the analysis for the fixations on parts and things anyway, so yeah, and anything to check the links during that shouldn't be a big problem.
It should just be a matter of treating it, adding on the link to the last fixation or something.
If they're not still fixating on it when they come back out of the blink, then why is that the right thing to do analytically?
The real reason is as long as they've been blinking, even if they open their eyes somewhere else, that's when they start absorbing the information.
Oh, right, yeah, you said that.
It's basically like it's just a long saccade, kind of a visual suppression when you move, and it's the same when you're blinking, you're not taking anything.
Well, but does duration fixation count for anything? Because if you're just adding the length of the blink for fixation, you're not treating it as a saccade.
That's for the sort of gaze time measure. It's not actually, fixations are still independent. So the fixation duration doesn't include the blink in the ASCII output. It's only when we start looking at sort of the total gaze, the total amount of time spent looking at one particular object, which includes all these sort of multiple fixations and any blinks and that sort of thing.
Okay.
It's a sort of composite viewing type.
Right.
Sort of more complicated than I thought.
Yeah,
I forgot about the multiple fixations on an object. Yeah. Okay.
And so there you're looking for a final thing of just sort of says between this time and this time you're looking at this object, between this time and this time you're not looking at anything. And
although we'll also still need to account of the fixations just so we can you've got a measure of the average fixation duration. Again, just see if they stay longer, just a more stable eye fixation or not.
Yeah, because I think at the moment the GDF one has fixations in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that'll be part of the GDF to NXT transformation,
yeah.
Taking fixation to gaze and whatever else.
Okay.
Well, don't worry about that just at the moment.
Okay. I mean, this is kind of what we were talking about before, this confusion about what's in the GDF. I mean, you might see it as the initial GDF is just whatever straightforwardly translates without transforms, with just the data format changing from the ASCII. And then there's a bunch of other things that get added that you might still want to be in augmented GDF format, like this blink and the gaze and whatever else. And then you translate to NXT. So you might still want to have everything in this one GDF file format that represents everything, and the NXT thing is just a splitter. It's not doing any fancy analysis.
Right.
So I see this as, a bunch of little routines that take the GDF without this information in it and add new information into subsequent versions of the GDF file that contains these post-process analyses.
Well, that's part of why I brought this up now, is I'm not sure at what point in the data path things sort of happen, but that's what I want out in the end.
Right.
Yeah.
So will you actually be doing much of the GDF, or are you expecting to do most of the analysis on the NXT stuff? And so when you actually generate your results?
Well, the NXT stuff will have a more complete picture because it will combine all the linguistic stuff with all the movements and the actions.
Right.
But there'll be, I suppose, just some purely eye movement stuff you could do, presumably with the GDF.
You talked about earlier, because you could do a quick analysis on the GDF stuff without having to do it before you do the dialogue analysis type stuff, so you can get some results anyway, can't you?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter which data format it's in, NXT or GDF, but it makes more sense for the converter between GDF and NXT not to add any data. All it does is do this stupid data format conversion. And it's just, separating it out into little steps. So, there have to be these other scripts that add any data transforms. Not data format transforms, but data transforms, like this idea of putting together gazes from fixations. So, if we keep it simpler like that, so that it's in little pieces, then it'll be just easier to understand what the whole thing does.
Right, okay.
Because, if suddenly you've got this problem with the GDF to NXT transform, you want to know whether it's one of these little post-processes going wrong, or whether it's just the thing that dumps it into the multiple files for the... And GDF to NXT transform is pretty simple, so...
Right.
That's also why I sent you the Saarbrücken software, the stuff that takes the ASCII sort of format originally, and then
the German stuff.
Because that little utility does things like, you can tell it what to do with blinks, whether just a lump line or not, what the minimum fixation duration for a stable fixation would be. So if it picks up fixations less than, say, 50 milliseconds, you can tell it just to, again, lump them all together. That's not a sort of reliable enough fixation.
Right.
You can put in these sort of things. So that's a bit of software sent, and that includes the source code and things as well.
Yeah. So it's all table left to work without that source code and no sort of restrictions on that. Fair enough.
So that's like all the analysis that you need to do to things. And you're just going to copy what they do, or is it documented like why they did it the way they did it, or is it just?
No, there's very little documentation, as you might imagine, pretty to fix.
What's the standard point, right?
Yeah,
it's
standard point, yeah,
okay,
that's
see if there's really the decisions that they made about how to do things.
Yeah, I suppose I can easily look through it and start writing up some documentation on it, and then I'll get that as a starting point for us to talk about today for what analysis we actually need to do on it and things. Yeah, easily, yeah, create all the switches and whatever else you need to do, so.
Good.
Okay, so we'll have a bit more of a look at the studio stuff and then start looking through that and make sure that works.
So it also just filters it. There are a lot of strange and vague tags that the iLink produces that are fairly meaningless, I think. And it strips out a lot of the junk.
The Jackson analyzer knows quite a few of the things as well. So,
we don't want to build it into our data path. We just want to learn from it, I think, right?
Correct? Possibly. Yeah, but there's things that are useful for generating the CDF stuff. I can easily incorporate whatever functions it takes from into Jackson analyzer when I'm doing the GDF.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just thinking, so this takes the ASCII to simplify ASCII.
Yeah.
And simplify it in. With transforms in it, ASCII, and it seems to me harder to maintain something that's got that in it. It'd be better to break things up into like steps. Why do I think this? I don't know, because it's somebody else's program, and they're going to get to the next version, and that's going to break down into a pipeline. That's the main reason.
What plan to do with it then? Take data from the software, find out what functions are useful for us in that, and then use those functions to generate the stuff that goes into the XML file.
I can imagine that also requiring some discussion about what we actually
want
to do. That should be interesting.
Yeah. So the first part of that will be documenting what they've got and then discussing it with Robin.
Uh-huh.
So,
it's not going to be quite graphical because it's written in Java.
Right. I'm sure most of the logic's going to be.
And if in doubt, don't filter stuff out, keep it in, right? Because we always dump it to this other NXT track that we don't need to load necessarily. So, just keep stuff from us.
Yeah. It's always better than making too much compression to start with and then being unable to go back.
Some of the XML. Yeah, NXT will handle it, will it?
It's easy enough to dump stuff into a separate track.
Yeah.
We got a teacher about this at some point, though, so I'm still not quite sure when. It sounds like maybe another week.
Okay.
Jonathan made me promise not to tell you about it when you first arrived. You
leave very quickly.
It's just too many things at once, and it wasn't important that it be done.
I've got a hang of all the stuff I've been going through, and it looks like I'm coming to the end of the stuff. There's stuff listed there already, so I'm gonna have to start looking at that as the next
stage.
He's
a cool customer. He's waiting for it. Okay, I think we're done, right?
Yep. We're just blank still.
This just says, look at the wiki. Find out what's next. You can give Craig more work to do.
Maybe I'll check out any batteries and things, won't I? We'll do the trains as best today.
We'll
name
it brushing the leaves off the wheels.
Well, yeah. I had a great one with the train conductor. So they're going, we're going to have this problem with the data steam, because the steam would just dry out the leaves and clear them off.
We'll look them off as probably as well.
Yeah.
They must have been around for a while.
They haven't had them
since the 60s, right?
Yeah. Well, I said, I retired 10 years ago, I'm actually 70.